What's up, guys? Welcome back to the Homework Assignment Podcast. I'm your host, as always, RJ Patino. And we've got a good episode, I think, prepared for you guys. Kind of been going over some of the things we want to talk about. We have a few guest speakers lined up, which I'm sure you guys have all really enjoyed. Just trying to coordinate some schedules together and whatnot to get everybody on the same page. But we're really excited for the future guests that are going to be on here. But as far as today I wanted to talk about a few things. Number one, can they see my socks? Dang. Well, I'm wearing mismatching socks again. So, I think we're going to make that an official thing at this point. My wife does do our laundry. She's very good at it, but sometimes I just see socks just sitting in this little cubby where they're all mismatched. And I just grab two of those instead of a pair in the other drawer. Might be a little bit of laziness in me, but works out.
Here's one thing I'm curious about, though. Like, do they have to be both long socks, whether they look...
Oh, of course. Yeah, you can't have a short sock and long sock. Then you're just a freaking maniac, you know? Yeah. If I ever saw someone doing that, I wouldn't even talk to them anymore. My dude, you're out. You're out cold. So there's something that I think we've experienced a little bit of, or quite a bit of in the last 4 years of our company that I kind of want to touch base on, because I feel like it's extremely important. And that is, there's kind of two things here. There's number one, understanding your company's numbers, and understanding your finances. And then along with that, kind of comes the sales portion, especially as, you know, entrepreneurs or people run their business. And then the third part of that is a momentum. And the momentum, I'm going to kind of focus that on, you know, the other two parts here and how they kind of correlate. But momentum goes into so many other things, which is really important. So I'm sure I'm going to have a few tangents on that. But number one of the biggest things that has really changed my perspective of running a company and what has changed our company as a whole is understanding our numbers. So the last 4 years, we have grown drastically. And I never really understood that. I thought, you know, this is the first time I've actually truly created a company. So to me, I thought this was normal, the kind of growth we were having. And so it wasn't until I kind of started, you know, talking to other people who were, you know, on a way bigger level than I was, where I actually started realizing, oh, okay, we've actually done something really incredible here. That's kind of out of that ordinary, zone. And, understanding the growth that we've had and understanding, how we've got there is one thing, but the other part of that is to really understand the data. And every company needs to understand data, because without data, you are literally rowing your boat blind without a compass, whatever. And you could get lucky and you could end up at Catalina Island, or you could end up in a storm and be topside. So for the first 3 years, my company's been extremely lucky. I think we ran into quite a few storms. It didn't topside our company, but we ran into quite a few storms that we could have easily avoided by understanding the data. And there's a lot of different types of data. There's data for your sales department, for your ops department. There's sales for your finance department. There's data for your finance department. There's so many different things that you should really be understanding. I've talked about this so many different times. I'm going to reiterate again that no matter what trade you do, and even if you've done it for 15, 20 years, to actually run a business is not even in the same genre. It's not the same at all. It's a completely different set of skills and a different set of or understanding of so many different things, a different database of knowledge that that you need to have in order to actually run and build a successful company. And so the data itself, that, you know, we brought in a consulting company a little while ago, which kind of taught us how to understand some of the data we were getting and what data we were really needing to look at and what data was a priority, right? And so one of the biggest data points that every company should be focused on is their sales. And the reason is because without clients and without income, without money, you don't have a business. So there is nothing more important on the data end than your actual sales, your prospects, your revenue that you're pulling in, and then all the data that, you know, how you use that money and who you pay and who you hire. All that stuff comes after actually acquiring the company or the business, sorry. And so that is like kind of one of the first things that we started to focus on. And we built this sales trend analysis. And I'll kind of show you guys an example. I'll put it up. If you're watching YouTube, you guys will be able to see the graph that we use. But basically it takes the last, you know, for us, the last 3 years or 4 years of business. And it shows us every single month, you know, the revenue that we brought in, the sales that we brought in. Right. And then based on that, we're able to put in a goal. And say like, hey, this year I want to do, for example, $10 million. Well, then it tells me exactly based on the history of data that we have in that sales trend analysis, tells me, hey, you need to sell, you know, $600,000 in January, $800,000 in February, and so on and so on. And so what it does is it also told me, hey, in your first quarter, you sold 19% of your total revenue that year. In the second quarter, you sold 20%. Third quarter, you sold 29%. In your fourth quarter, you sold 33%. And what was interesting about knowing this data is it did a couple of things for me. Number one, apart from me being able to set a goal and it literally telling me how much I need to sell each month based on the trend from the last 3 years, it also told me what my biggest and most revenue generating quarters, profiting quarters were in a year, right? So most people in construction, you know, there's certain areas where people really bank a lot of sales. And if you're, you know, a remodeler, one of the big seasons is like, you know, right when taxes come back, everybody spends all their tax money on, you know, a shower upgrade, all that kind of stuff. Now we're on a bigger scale, but when I was a little bit smaller, that's like, that was a good season for me to be in. And a bad season would be, you know, like a summertime, people are going on vacation. So that was kind of just like a lot of people were spending more money on that area. So they weren't putting in their houses. Right. And then the fourth quarter in my head, logically is like, well, dude, that's, you know, you got Halloween, Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's, nobody wants to be doing any work on their home. And so that kind of makes sense. Right. Well, when we ran this analysis, I came to understand that our fourth quarter, right. So October, November, December were our highest revenueing months of the year, all 3 years in a row, all 3 years. And that set me back a little bit, like, what in the world are we doing? How is that, you know, how does that make sense? Because I thought, you know, it was kind of like the first quarter and maybe the third quarter where we were doing a lot of revenue, or second quarter, and it was the complete opposite. So like first quarter was our lowest, second quarter was our, you know, second lowest, and then third and fourth quarter just kind of went through the roof. And I thought that was super interesting. So what that did for us in our company is knowing those things, right? We're able to now understand that, hey, and you know, right before the third and fourth quarter, we want to put a lot more money into marketing, right? Into Google and ads and all this stuff, because that's where we are going to start generating even more profit, right? And come January time, well, January time is our lowest quarter every single year. Okay, so we're not going to put too much into marketing. We're going to focus on maybe some different ways to generate sales, whether that's boots on the ground, door knocking, all that kind of stuff. So, and these are just examples, right? But it really taught us how to understand what our business does, how it gets it done, and where we can capitalize even more, or where we can save money on and pull back when we know, like, hey, no matter what happens here, this isn't going to be worth any money. So we'll wait and put it over here, right? And make more money, you know, delay gratification in the third quarter versus the fourth or the first quarter. And so understanding your data just literally changes the game completely. And then the third part of that, right? So you got your data, your sales, which, you know, those two are correlating in this moment and what we're talking about. And then the third part is that momentum. So one of the best things that I think people don't take for granted is momentum. Momentum is literally, it's its own power, you know, its own source of just energy. I don't even know how to explain it, but it's crazy how momentum works. So one of the things that we're really focusing on our company right now is talking about our wins. So, you know, especially in construction, and again, I haven't run any other type of company, so I don't know how it works there, but I know there's momentum that needs to be created in every single industry. But in construction, we have a lot more, I don't want to say disappointment, but we have a lot more hardships, I feel like, than most other companies. There's a lot more, there are more disappointments, you know, people not keeping the word, like subs, or we're getting off schedule, or there's a change order a homeowner wasn't expecting because they had mold in their walls or anything like that, right? So those, it's kind of navigating, truly navigating chaos more than making sure just a schedule stays on track. And that's why I always say, as general contractors in the construction industry, we are controllers of chaos. That is literally what people pay us for. It has nothing to do with so much the quality and stuff, which, you know, for us is always there, but really it's controlling, you know, 80 moving pieces in one schedule, making sure things get executed. And we're not perfect, and nobody ever is, right? But so getting back to my point is, you know, we have a lot of days where there's just, it's a little bit negative sometimes, right? You know, we have 30 jobs going on, for example. I can guarantee every single day there's handfuls of things that aren't going right, or things that, you know, maybe our subs aren't communicating, or somebody's didn't send an invoice and didn't get paid on time because they didn't follow the process. And now we got to do a check off the books to, you know, get them paid so they can start because they're holding us leverage. I mean, there's so many different things, and it just kind of puts bad taste in your mouth, right? And especially when those things happen in the morning, you know, it's easy to have a terrible day when your first thing that happens is a negative, you know, has a negative impact on you. And so it's, you know, it's all about that mindset and that, and controlling that. Well, one of the things we started doing is really focusing on the wins. And I'll kind of share what we just actually put in place, but we put basically like a point system in place. So we have this kind of cauldron, and we have our weekly meetings on Friday. And this is just our team meeting where we kind of go over everything for the next week, kind of go over any problems that some of our team members aren't able to solve themselves. We brainstorm as a team, and then we go through, you know, some wins and stuff, and kind of talk about some fun things that are coming up. So anyways, we got this cauldron, and then we got these gold coins, plastic gold coins, and these fake little ruby jewels. And so what we did is, you know, every Friday we go through wins. And so what we do now is we're going to, you know, we have these coins that are worth 1 point, rubies that are worth 2 points. So everybody's going to go through and talk about a business win, something that was a win in whatever their, you know, their role was. So project coordinator, oh, hey, we finally got this order that we, you know, ordered 3 months ago. It finally came in. Okay, great. That's a win. Sales, that's easy, right? Oh, we sold a contract. Great. That's a win. And so everybody starts getting these coins or rubies. Rubies are worth more. So like, you know, if we land a $1 million contract like we did last week, that's pretty much worth 2 rubies. It's not going to be worth one. So they're right. So some wins are going to be worth more than others, but everybody will get, you know, go over their win. And if it's acceptable, or if it's an actual real win, they're going to get a coin or a ruby, and they're going to be able to put in this pot. And then we have this chart. This chart ranges. There's 12 of us in our actual office that go through these meetings. And so there's 12, I mean, there's a minimum of 12 points that can be won every single week minimum, but obviously those that get, you know, rubies or their wins are worth more, it'll be a little bit more than that, but divide that by 52 weeks. Anyway, so we have this chart, and the chart, once you save up to like 50 points, like, hey, we're going to go do this. And then we're going to go at this point, you know, go-kart racing. And then this point, skydiving. And then this point, we're going to go on a weekend getaway trip, go camping and shooting. And then on this, the final one, I think, is a cruise is what we have. And so we kind of build this point system. And what this is doing is this is creating a momentum for our team, right? So through all the negativity, all the crap that's going on, every week we're focusing on these wins. And it's also a motivation, right? So if, you know, our project coordinator, for example, right, to be on a company's butt, hold them accountable to get a certain piece of material in on time so our job can keep going forward and we can get our progress payments and keep our clients happy, he's going to be thinking, oh, we're 2 points away from going go-kart racing as a team. Okay, I want to get my win this week. I want to make sure something good happens, right? And so everybody in the role starts to have this, and then it creates this momentum. And once everybody's winning every single week, that momentum is created, and then it's all about maintaining that momentum. One of the things, we got two salespeople in our company right now. There's me and there's Mikey. Mikey and I, we have, you know, we started talking about creating this momentum and creating a bunch of these, you know, getting a bunch of these sales in and stuff. And we picked up our game at following up with prospects and contacting people and really being on them to kind of push them over that finish line and get them signed. And we started signing a ton of contracts, and it created this enormous wave of momentum, and we're just signing stuff left and right. And now it's all about maintaining that momentum, right? So yesterday we had so we have this momentum. Yesterday I was sick as a dog. It just hit me that night, and I came into work because I just can't miss work. It's just who I am. And I'm literally taking naps on our couch in the conference room because I'm just like literally dead. But yesterday, me and Mike, and Mike wasn't feeling very good either, we closed three contracts yesterday. And I was sitting there this morning kind of thinking about it. I'm like, dude, even when we were having the worst day, we probably worked about, I mean, I know I worked about maybe 25% of my day actually and slept the rest and kind of relaxed, but still was sending out a text or an email, making sure, you know, I was getting pre-con agreements signed, and that momentum maintained. And it was just really cool to see, because I feel like, you know, on other days I've been sick where that momentum's not created. That was just truly an off day. Nothing really good happened. You know, I'd be sick, go home, whatever the case is. But because of this momentum that we had, not only did it stay because, you know, it's a wave, but it just made me want to make something happen because we were on a winning streak, right? It's kind of like the Snapchat thing when you're with your friends. What's it called, Kyle? Like a streak. It's a streak, right? So it's like, you know, those people that get a good momentum going, they'll just send a random snap just to keep that streak alive. And that may be a little bit, you know, back in the day, but that's what it makes me think of, like, the momentum. People don't want to forfeit the momentum, because keeping something, you know, adding stuff up, it feels good. Winning, it feels good. And what a good leader understands is that without momentum, your team will fail. You will fail. You have to create a momentum of winning, a momentum of energy in order to succeed, because everybody's life is different, of course. I don't need to explain that to you. So I guarantee you, somebody you talk to every single day is having an off day. They're having a bad day. Something happened, whether it's they didn't get good sleep, they're in a bad mood, maybe they're on a diet so they can't eat anything, you know, more than 900 calories that day. So they're probably ticked off every single day because that just sucks, right? You know, maybe somebody, you know, missed a payment, you know, or they're freaking tired. They need new tires and they don't know how they're going to pay. Like, there's so many things that are happening on a day-to-day basis. So, you know, one bad link in your chain, and that chain is worthless, right? So if you come to really take a look at it that way, to understand that when you walk in the office, somebody in your team is having a bad day, that momentum becomes so much more crucial to make sure that the way the team's working, the way the office is structured and working and everything going on, that the momentum that your company has is going to carry over to them. So no matter what happens to that person that day, they're still going to be motivated. They're still going to want to get stuff done, and they're still going to want to win in order to maintain that momentum, even though something was off, right? And so now you start recovering all of these lost tasks, all these lost wins, all this lost time. You start recovering all this because of a wave of momentum, right? So it plays such a big role. And I think, like, I'm still learning so much more about momentum as I continue to go on in my career, but it's something that I'm like so focused on at the moment. And I've been focused on for a little bit because it's so powerful. And it's something you can't really see. There's a lot of tangibility stuff that kind of add up to create that momentum. But like the actual wave, you don't really see it. You just kind of feel it. And there's definitely markers to let you know that momentum's there. But at the end of the day, a company without momentum is a company that is on their way to failure, period. Because if you're not going up and you're stagnant, the only way, you know, you can actually get back up is through momentum, through wins, and having everybody work together as a team. Because if you're not going up, you're going down. There's maybe some plateaus in there, but either way, plateaus are only last for a little bit of time until it breaks. So momentum is really key. So kind of recap, this little podcast I want to share that was what was on my mind is, you know, knowing your numbers, understanding how your company works, understanding what important data you need to be looking at to be able to run your business, to make smart business moves, make smart business decisions, to capitalize on everything that's working and to change or let go of all the things that are not working. That is so important. Okay. That's like your step number one in any business is to understand, your data and receive your data, right? If you're not getting data reports every single week, then I don't know how you're a business. You have to get your data reports from every single department. If you're a one-man show, you better be pulling up reports yourself, understanding what reports you need to see just to know what trajectory your path is. Kind of going back into the data thing, like, you know, my stress was at an all-time high for years because I was living week to week, right? So I was, you know, my cash flow was week to week, my sales were week to week, my jobs were week to week, and everything was failing because of my jobs. Well, when you focus week to week, right, and you have 80 million things that need to be scheduled, we run into time problems because people, like, we're calling people last minute. Hey, can you do this next week? Oh, I'm booked out 3 weeks, and jobs would take forever. That's what happened when I planned week to week on our jobs. Sales week to week, well, I was just focused on a couple sales, right? And so I wasn't focused on bringing further leads in, so I was going week to week on sales. And you know, I had huge gaps in signed contracts. I had, you know, crappy cash flow because of it. And then going to cash flow is when I was planning week to week, like, oh yeah, this week was great. I didn't put out a lot of money and I brought in more, but guess what? Next week I have to put out 80 grand and I'm only bringing in 10. I didn't know that. So that weekend I'd be great. Come Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, oh shoot, I don't have enough money to do this. Crap, what do I got to do? Now I got to go take out a loan and I got to spend more money for capital. And you know, so going week to week is terrible. Now, when you're planning ahead and you're looking for the future and you understand your data, right? You understand what's coming in and you have a 6 week projection. That's what we have, is I have a 6 week projection. So, you know, my cash flow is projected out 6 weeks, right? I got all my data in there of what comes out every single week, what's going in, coming in every single week, all my AR and everything. And so I'm like, oh, okay, you know what? I'm going a little bit negative on what I'm going negative on what I'm bringing in versus what I'm putting out this week. But next week, I'm like 300% positive. So knowing that now, instead of stressing over the weekend, like crap, you know, and not being able to actually be there with my family or my friends, I know next week's going to be good. I still got money in the account. It's not a big deal because the next 2 weeks I'm positive, right? So and then, you know, I mean, running jobs is obvious when I'm planned out, my whole project's planned out versus going from week to week, things are smooth. We're able to be ahead of schedule, finish jobs sooner, and clients are happy. We're happy and we get to progress. So understanding your data and knowing what data matters for your particular trade or business is super, super essential. And then once you understand all that, you create this momentum of wins, right? You create this momentum of understanding and you maintain it. Now, what's really important is there's a lot of things in this world that work against you. If you have, you know, any type of faith, most faiths believe in a, you know, a force that works against you, whether it's the devil or, you know, kind of bad karma coming back at you. There's always a negative force that's really affecting you. So understanding that too, and being able to have solutions in place to bring your team or bring yourself, most importantly, back on track is really, really essential. So like for me, when I have crap that happens at home or crap that happens in my life, I choose when to actually worry about it. And I actually tell my team this quite often. It's like, hey, when my team's like worried about something with a client, for example, oh, well, the client's going to be ticked. Well, are they going to be ticked? Do you know that for sure? You know, where are we at? Well, right now we're waiting to even know if this is going to be a problem from the architect. And I don't want to tell the client, blah, blah, blah. I'm stressed out. It's like, well, this may not even be a problem. So we don't find out for a week from the architect if it is a problem. Why are you going to spend that week stressing? Right? You have a million other things to worry about. You have a lot of problems you can solve right now. Why would you spend all that time and mental energy on something that you don't even know if it's going to happen yet? Right? And so I tell, you know, myself and my team all the time, worry about it when you need to worry about it. Don't worry about it when you don't need to worry about it. Because then you're just missing a ton of opportunity, which is called, opportunity cost, right? You're losing a ton of time, a ton of energy when you could be using all that to capitalize and make moves forward and progress and make money in all these other areas. And so with, you know, with momentum, all the negative stuff that happens, you got to find a way to be put yourself back on track. And a lot of times that is just understanding, hey, right now, can't do anything about it in this moment. So I'm not going to worry about it. I'm going to worry about these things, get these wins over here, celebrate these wins over here. And when it comes time to deal with this problem, I'm going to be ready for it. Versus, crap, I'm going to spend the entire week focused on this. I'm not going to worry about these wins. And then let's say you still, for sure, now that is a problem with the architect. Well, you just forfeited all these wins. So now you have a, you know, quadruple loss on the table versus getting all these wins and only losing this one thing here. But at the same time, you have this momentum of these wins. So you're better capable and stronger and have more energy to actually deal with this problem on this side. So it's very important to understand how to deal with the stuff that happens and maintain that momentum and how to put off what you need to put off and how to handle what you can handle in the moment. So data, sales, momentum, that is very key. And I feel like so many people don't know that, because I didn't know that. You know, when you start a company blindly, you don't know what you don't know. And so for me, I thought like, hey, it's simple. Business is have a product, make some sales, bring the money in, get the crap done, and continue to do that. That's literally like 1%. It's probably more than that, but you get what I'm saying. That's a small portion of everything else, and especially when you grow to a bigger scale. You know, for those of you guys that are trying to build a company, or for those of you guys that have a company with team members, it's really important to know that that's not a normality. And especially in construction for me, like there's so many GCs out there, but they're like these, you know, one show dudes who have a good sub pool. There's maybe one guy that has like one runner and another guy that kind of helps run a few jobs, but like to actually have a team is something extremely special. And so when you're running at a team level, I mean, all this stuff becomes even, 10 times more important to understand so many different things. So, but anyways, I won't go too much into that. So guys, you know, understanding your data and having momentum is something that you probably need in the moment, because if you don't need it, then you're probably failing. You need this stuff every single day. And if you are getting lucky, like I was the first couple years of my business, understand that luck runs out. And I know that whole saying, oh, you create your own luck. Yes, I agree with that. We do create our own luck. But at the same time, when you create your own luck, at some point you need to transfer that to actually not being luck and actually being something that you are truly making possible, if that makes sense, right? Like winning the lottery, yeah, that was lucky, but then what are you going to do with all that money? Are you just going to blow it and lose it, or are you going to make something with it, right? So guys, this is a homework assignment podcast. This is the podcast where we go through all these different types of things. We talk about our lives, our personal, our business lives, and we really break down the everyday life of entrepreneurship, and the pathway to success from every single angle possible. So I appreciate you guys joining. Remember, we have comments where we go through to look for new questions. We're actually going to be doing a Q&A next week, so we have one coming up. So if you guys have any questions at all, please drop them below. Make sure you guys follow our Instagram page and our Facebook page, and just kind of keep up to date what we're doing. We're actually going to be doing a giveaway for the homework assignment podcast. So we're actually going to be doing a giveaway for the homework assignment podcast. Okay. So we are giving away $1,000 to Shills for those of you guys that have been to one. I think there's, what, 35 in the nation. So for the most part, everybody should be able to use that. If not, they have online. But Shields is an awesome place. We have one out over here in Arizona, and I absolutely love it. I was shopping there the other day. I'm like, you know what? If someone gave me an opportunity to win $1,000 to Shields, I'd be all over that. So we're going to be launching a giveaway for a $1,000 gift card to Shields. Super simple. You got to do a few things. Number one, you have to follow us on social media on both the homework assignment and Elder Contracting. And then you have to tag three people as well too on our post, our actual post for the sponsorship or the giveaway. Sorry. So if you guys do that, was there anything else for that?
I was going to say the only other thing is share whatever the post is, whether it's a...
On your story, or, right? Share yeah.
Share it onto your story. That way we can spread it to more people, give more people a chance to win this $1,000 because everyone would love to have it, I'm sure.
Exactly. So keep an eye out for that. We're launching that next week. And at the end of the day, we're just trying to spread the word, guys. If you guys know anybody that could benefit from this podcast, please let us know. In a couple weeks, I'm actually going to be doing a podcast to kind of report a little bit on the Faction Foundation, this new program that I joined that is absolutely out of this world. It's phenomenal. It's literally all in one. It's not missing any of the key components like so many other coaching programs. And I don't get anything from talking about it, but I have truly enjoyed it so much and benefited so much from it. Not trying to sell it, but I just want to talk about it. I want to show you guys what I'm learning, and I'm really excited to kind of share that journey with you guys. So thanks for joining, guys. We appreciate you, and don't forget to like and follow.